Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I want to thank all of our listeners today. It's definitely nice. I keep getting a lot of emails from people, you know, during our show that are listening to us and emailing me while we're live all over the country. I know we have listeners all over the world, so it's exciting to be growing with you guys. I just want to tell you thank you for all of your support. And how are you doing today, Dad?
You know, Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. But, you know, we've got to realize that right now the world is in a very big transitory state. And we're doing the best we can to report as much information as we possibly can with an incredibly ever-changing event horizon, so to speak. We've got Israel right now that has used the United States as a proxy to fight multiple wars in the Middle East through the Khazarian Mafia and the banker-controlled Federal Reserve System in the U.S. and being controlled by the Congress, and we've talked about that. However, this last intervention into Syria has gone badly for the United States because of Russia's involvement, and now Syria presents a real problem because it's on the border with Israel, and some of the top people that I'm getting and some of the inside contacts that I'm getting are saying that Israel's about to launch a full-blown attack into Syria. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, because that's not really their mantra, so to speak, to do that. They'd rather use us as their cutout because, you know, we're the big brother on the block with all of the nuclear weapons, so they probably have several hundred nuclear weapons at their own disposal right now. And we have to understand something. The people in Israel, the vast majority of them, have no idea what's going on. They don't have any ideas. They're not involved in all of this stuff. It's the upper levels of the government that are tied together with the Rothschild Banking Corporation with the through the Balfour Declaration, the Treaty of Versailles, and also the end of World War II and the formation of Israel in 1947. These are the guys, the great granddaddies of these guys, that are involved with all of this stuff as far as Israel being a proxy state or a fiefdom of the Rothschild Empire. So we have to understand that they want a greater Israel program, and they want Israel to occupy most of the Middle East, and that's one of their basically dreams that they have or goals that they have, and that's what they want to achieve. And the other thing we have to understand too, Austin, is they don't care how they accomplish this. Remember, they don't care if they kill two-thirds of the population on the planet. I mean, their stated goal is a 90% reduction of the population on planet Earth. So if they have to do that in order to accomplish their goal, no, they're good. They're good with that. They don't care. And that's what we have to understand, is they don't see you and me or our listeners that are listening today as human beings. They see us, and they have names for us, including Goyim, in which they think we're like an animal, somebody who's a subhuman. Like, if I go outside and I have to spray a bunch of ants or kill a lizard or whatever, I don't think much about it. That's how they look at us. So that's why we've got to be praying right now and really trying to get the help of the Almighty, Yahweh and Yeshua, you know, God Almighty and Jesus, to try to come in and try to mitigate some of this mess for us right now. Because what's happening, we've got deep state factions that are loyal to Donald Trump. We've got deep state factions that are loyal to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Nazi Bush cabal, and all of these groups are kind of infighting right now, different groups of the CIA, different groups of the FBI, and the sad part about it is that this deep state is being controlled through these Sabbatean cabalists, who basically are wizards and warlocks and weirdos, because it's all the three W's, and that's who's going on. So we just have to believe God that we're going to be able to sort through all of this stuff and understand it. Now they're telling us they had multiple shooters in the Texas church and they were shooting from above. So, you know, there's all kinds of things that are going on with these false flags that are happening and probably are going to happen with more regularity as we see the death throes of the Khazarian cult, the Sabbatean Kabbalist cult, the group of people that are controlling the planet right now, you know, with their fiat currency. And now that China and Russia are trying their best to do something different than have these guys coming in, and we have the last of these Sabbateans being pushed out of the Federal Reserve System now by Trump, so, you know, with Janet Yellen's removal, so that'll be in February. But guys, I'm going to give you some advice, and I don't give financial advice, so don't take it as that, but if you've got good gains in the stock market, we're in an amazing bubble right now, and you could pull out and probably get most of your gains, and basically that's at this point lock in your earnings and lock in your nets and everything that you're going to have, and just, you know, get ready to just maybe put money back in at a later date, because right now it's becoming extremely volatile of what they're doing to us from a global economic standpoint. And like Gerald Celente, my friend, said several months ago on the show, he said the problem is, he says that when all else fails with these guys, when they can't get things done through diplomatic channels or, you know, covertly, they just take people to war. And that's what I believe they're trying to do now. So just get prepped for that. Austin's talked about it. I've talked about it. We talked about preparation. Have food supply stored. Have some gold and silver, some guns, some potable water, ways to make more water. And just stay prayed up on the whole thing because it can get really bad really, really fast. We saw that. Now we now have the Swiss National Bank, which is also controlled by the Khazaria Mafia. You know, they're buying just hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. stock. And this is on the books. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. These international, you know, Federal Reserve systems that are controlled by this group are constantly coming in now and buying up more and more of the United States corporations. And the Swiss National Bank is trying to do it because they're trying to keep their Swiss franc from becoming extremely strong like it did in 2008 and 2009, which really affected the economy there because it was very difficult for them to bring tourism in and also to export things because the cost became so high. So it's going to be a strange situation for all of us, but we'll keep you posted the best we possibly can. We'll cover some more about this stuff today. But right now I want to talk about a study that just came out, and it's really important because it deals with quantum mechanics again, some stuff that we talked about yesterday, and it also talks about what happens epigenetically. And what I mean by that is this. If your mother or you as a mother or your daughter decides to take immunizations right now that are filled with fetal tissue cells, aluminum, mercury, etc., or foreign proteins, or viruses, and they're incorporated into your cellular DNA or your child's DNA who is injected with this, the epigenetics, and I talked about this the other day, literally change the DNA of the human. You're no longer going to have the same DNA you had before you took the injections. And a game-changing study just came out and completely agreed with me on this, and it says that epigenetic memories are passed down for 14 successive generations. Now, what that means is that if you affect a child with a flu shot and that child is damaged from it, the next 14 generations of that child will be affected by that same shot. Now, this is some serious, serious information because now we're beginning to realize that our ancestors, the past, can literally continue to live through us for 14 generations. Groundbreaking research illustrates how parental experience is not only epigenetically imprinted onto offspring, but onto an unprecedented number of future generations. Rather than occurring over the elongated timescale of millions of years, genetic change can transpire, get this, in real biological time through nanoparticles known as exosomes. Now, I'm not going to get into this article. You guys can read it online. It was written by the research group at Green Med Info, and the name of the article is Game-Changing Study, Epigenetic Memories Are Passed Down 14 Successive Generations, and it goes into detail about how everything, the chemtrails, the injections, the mitochondria, the gut, the pollutants, medical interventions, dietary, lifestyle, occupational exposure, chemical contaminants, radiation, pathogens, etc., literally change the human DNA. Now, we've also got to realize, too, that our DNA is an interdimensional process because the protons and the photons inside of the DNA occupy multidimensional space. In other words, they're in ultimately in all dimensions. Now, we know that we're linked to God in His dimension through the Holy Spirit. So these same protons and photons are interdimensional particles that can be controlled or determined by change, or can be changed by simply the food that we eat and what we do to our children. So it's really important, guys. I'm telling you this, I'm going to say it again. This is what they did in Genesis chapter 6. They rewrote the human genome. This is why God had to choose Noah, whose DNA was still clean from the Garden of Eden through his successive generations, to be put on the ark in order to reboot the population of the planet. These guys are doing the exact same thing again. And what's even more scary is they can do it without even using environmental toxins. They can do it through frequency. Russians have showed now in some of the research they've worked, they can actually change different DNA cords by using frequency only, no cutting and splicing, just energy fields to putting into the cells, and they could actually change amphibian DNA and make them a different subspecies. I mean, guys, this is what their ultimate goal is with the space fence they're putting around us. And the sad thing about it is that we sit here and we worry and quabble about all of this stuff they're doing to us, which is a big deal. I mean, if they start killing everybody on the planet with all kinds of, horrible things like Ebola or the plague, it's going to affect everybody. But the reality is that's not their ultimate goal. Their ultimate goal, and they're doing it right now, is to complete the space fence around the planet, which will allow them to control us down to the DNA level, to control our thoughts and our minds, our very personalities. Why? Because they want it exactly like it was in Genesis chapter 6, when every thought of every man was evil all the time. That's who these guys are. That's how sick these guys are. And sadly, most people are completely and totally clueless as to this. This space fence they're putting up is a massive planetary-wide space surveillance system that's going to determine, what people do and how they think and how they see things. I mean, it's being constructed that and it aims to monitor you all the way down to your DNA. Officially, the space fence, according to Wikipedia, is a second-generation space surveillance system being built, started in 2014 by the U.S. Air Force and Lockheed Martin, to track artificial satellites and space debris. The space fence is being set up with interlocking satellites around the planet. And if you watch that last movie that just came out, I forgot the name of it, Austin, but it had a big space fence they had built, and I talked about it a few weeks ago, around the planet with satellites. This is what they're telling us they're doing to us right now. They're increasing the ionization and conductivity of the atmosphere by spraying us with chemtrails, which are going to make all their weapon systems and their Project Blue Beams and everything else change into something that's possible, because they're going to ionize our atmosphere, creating a plasma, which is the fourth state of matter. So, guys, just stay tuned, listen to the show, and realize that their end goal, and this is what the 5G network is for too, all of this stuff is to enslave human beings. Somehow these fallen angels or otherworldly entities that have seem to have decided to make, like I said yesterday, a road trip back to the planet, have decided they want to terraform our planet again, like it did in Genesis chapter 6, and start doing some crazy stuff. This is the same thing that I believe happened with the pre-Adamic race, and I believe this is what destroyed the planet the first time, and I really believe that we've got a lot of crazy things happening that are just like the continent of Atlantis, those types of things that we've talked about before in the past. But you've got to tie together the ancient history that goes back to these ancient monuments that are much older than recorded time says they should be, and try to tie together the existence of all of these entities and what they're doing to us. So guys, keep your eyes on the ball, and remember, God Almighty, Yahweh, is still in charge. Prayer still changes things, and that we can do all things through Yeshua, who gives us strength, Austin. What's your next story?
Absolutely. Well, it's wild to me how more and more articles keep coming out now trying to normalize chemtrails and basically the weather modification. Another article came out today from McClatchyDC.com entitled, "Can We Brighten Clouds to Reflect Heat and Reduce Global Warming?" And it goes on in here to talk about, it says, even higher temperatures are melting the ice sheets faster than projected. One idea gaining traction is to seed marine clouds with salt water, other particles, increasing their potential to reflect solar rays, cooling the Earth. It's part of a nascent or controversial branch of science known as sunlight reflection methods. Joseph Magic, who's one climate specialist who testified Wednesday before the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, which held a subcommittee hearing on the potential for geoengineering, which is a catch-all for proposals to directly cool the atmosphere or pull carbon emissions from it, went on to say, as climates continue to change, geoengineering could be a tool to curb resulting impacts. Geoengineering, which includes sun reflection methods, has been discussed by scientists since 1960. Some scientists fear that seeding clouds could have unintended effects, such as impacts on rainfall. Now, the reason why I brought this up is because pretty much all of our listeners almost anybody that's done any research over the last decade knows that the giant tanker planes that you see in the sky spraying the insanely long trails behind them are not contrails. Contrails are condensation trails from jets. There's a huge difference between a contrail and an actual chemtrail or a geoengineering trail, if you want to call it that. This has been going on for a very long time now, but what they're doing is they're normalizing this in the public mind. They're putting it in the mainstream media now to try to make everybody think that this is okay, because more than likely, once they get this accepted in most people's minds, the next rollout of exactly what Dad is just talking about will be implemented after that. Because you got to remember, we're usually kept in the dark with the Department of Defense and a lot of stuff they're involved in from anywhere from about 10 to 20 years. That's usually on average about what they are ahead of us. So what they're doing right now, they're going to start letting us know around 2030 that it's starting to come out now, even though they've been doing it recently. The geoengineering, 2016, 2017 now currently, they're starting to bring this out in the mainstream media, even though they've actually started doing this stuff, experimenting with it on a global matter, starting in the 90s, even though they actually started a lot of this stuff during Vietnam with the weather modification. They really went on a global scale in the late 90s. So as you see, usually 10, 15, 20-year gap is about when they start putting it in the public eye to try to normalize it. Also, too, more and more articles are coming out now from an article called ExpressCo.uk. This one's titled, "Chips Inserted into the Brain Will Give Us Mind-Blowing Ability Within a Few Years." This is something that was brought up a decade ago about inserting chips into people, and it was going to take, you know, the next 50 years to figure it out, this and that. Now they're saying within the next decade they'll have this perfected. It went on to say with the article here, people will be able to buy new memories and delete unwanted ones in the near future, as experts believe they are close to biohacking the body's most powerful tool, the brain. Colonel's first step is to design chips that can fight disease. Of course, that's always what they do first, if you guys notice. It's always for the betterment of mankind, to help people, if you want to believe that. Then he says, but it hopes to evolve the brain to offer superhuman abilities. Mr. Johnson told the audience at Web Summit, I would expect in around 15 years we will have a sufficiently robust set of tools for the brain to be able to design it any way you want. This is where they're headed with this, as Dad was just talking about. Once you get chips in people's brains, that will be the end of actual free will. A lot of people don't understand that. Once you allow a microchip, an AI processor, to be implanted into your body to be able to say, just do something as delete memories. You have a post-traumatic stress memory? I want to delete that, implant a chip, and delete it. The aspect of it is at that point, once it deletes that memory, at that point officially, you are no longer officially in control of what you do or what you think anymore. Once that chip takes over your brain and deletes one memory or does one aspect of something you're trying to get it to change, you are no longer in control of your brain, which means you are no longer in control of your body anymore. This has been why I've been so adamant against the biometric payment system, the chips as far as for the payment system, the chips they want to put in your brain now. Anytime you start allowing AI intelligence, artificial intelligence, this technology to be implanted into your body, it is literally going to change the frequency that you operate on, and it will completely change the aspect and dynamics on which you function. You will no longer be that same human being anymore, and in my opinion, it will be a way to either buffer and or delete or suppress the actual soul that God has imparted in us. Yep. That's what my opinion is, Dad. Exactly. So, I mean, what do you think about this now that they're actually coming out now and blatantly telling us, even though we know they've been working on it for years, but they're actually telling us now that they're about to start chipping people's brains to be able to delete thoughts and get rid of diseases is what the guys they're putting it under.
They've been doing this for years. It's not something that's the technology's been around for 20, 30 years. I mean, this is all back-engineered stuff from Roswell, all of this stuff. I mean, this is just a big mess. And again, it goes right back to Genesis chapter 6. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. Yeah. Also, remember what Jesus himself said. He goes, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. I mean, that's where they always take this. Because remember, these Sabbateans, they do these energy rituals where they sacrifice children, etc. And by doing that, there's an exchange of photonic energy, and they're able to enable themselves and these interdimensional beings to be fed and do what they want to do. And every time they have to do stuff like this, they want something bigger and bigger. They have to have bigger and bigger sacrifices, ending up with, you know, 9/11, ending up with, you know, the thing out there in Vegas, ending up with World War II, ending up with the bombing of the city of Dresden. I mean, this is just what they do. And if you understand that this is part of their druidic worship system, back to the fallen angels, then it makes sick sense. It doesn't make any sense from a logical standpoint, because we're not a bunch of sociopaths and psychopaths like these guys are. But these guys are all about feeding their master. Remember what the Bible says? Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. And it goes back to this interdimensional plane. See, if people can understand this, and it's so complicated, we start dealing with fourth dimensional geometry and physics, and you know, you start dealing with these different planes and equations that have to be used to try to explain this. We operate in different dimensions, our DNA does. It's a step-up transformer coil. It operates interdimensionally. It's a transmitter receiver to God is what it is, to connect us with Yahweh. That's how he designed us. We're in his image. We're one. We connect ourselves with him through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, to him. That's what it's designed to do. We were separated after the fall with the Garden of Eden, but once we become Christians, it's no longer separated. And so we're an interdimensional conduit, an interdimensional antenna to God through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, back to God. And these guys can't stand that. So now they're trying to put, like you said, a chip in the people to change your very soul, to change your very essence, to make you something other than human. That's going to make you different, which means no longer do you have that connection to God, which now means you have been given or have freely accepted the mark of the beast. And it says in Revelation, you cannot be saved because you're no longer a human being. You're something else. It's transhumanism. It's tying you into the AI, the artificial intelligence computer system, which links directly through the D-Wave system they're putting into Lucifer. You see, you no longer are a child of God. You become his child when you're linked directly to him. It's all about, remember what I told you guys months ago. The problem is, when God made us in his image, it just basically just really hacked off the devil, right? It just hacked him off, because he's not made that way. And so not only does he hate you, he wants to be you. That's the thing that you got to get. And so now, because he can't be you and he hates you, he wants to change you so that you can't be you and that you can't be connected to God anymore. That's what all of this is about. That's what these hedonistic people practice and believe, who basically worship Lucifer. That's what these guys are involved in. That's why the earth has become so evil. That's why the Bible says in the latter days, what will be considered good now will be considered evil then. What will be considered evil now will be considered good then. This is the Sabbatean Kabbalist way. This is what they've done. They're doing everything they can to usurp God's authority and control on this planet again, just like they did in Genesis chapter 6, when every thought was evil all the time, to create more energy in the field around the planet. Because you have to understand something. From an interdimensional standpoint, we're all connected. Let me give you some of the spooky science stuff real quick. We're all connected. This is why, you know, when my mom died at 4 o'clock in the morning, 11 years ago, it woke me up. And I was like, immediately, I was wrung out emotionally. And I was dreaming about being a child, etc., on the day she died. I didn't know she was dead. I didn't find out until 12 hours later or so that she had died, because the nursing home didn't contact me because I didn't have power of attorney. My sister did, and she had to get in touch with me. And I was flying up to do a seminar at a church in St. Louis that day. Now, what's interesting about this is the same thing that causes you to, I'm going to call up Austin today, and I pick up the telephone to call Austin, and I pick up the phone to dial the number, and Austin's already on the line, and it didn't ring. I answered it, and he had already called me back. That's that same spooky interconnection that we have with photons and with protons that are quantumly connected through our interdimensional interface with God. All of this stuff ties together in this giant energy grid, and we're part of this frequency, this energy field that is our planet Earth. And that's what you guys have to try to get through your educated brains as best I can try to explain it to you guys. If you haven't read and studied the holographic universe and quantum mechanics, we're all in an energy field here. It's kind of like we're in a movie, right? And the guys who are writing the scripts to the movie are doing it because of the satanic worship, or they're doing it because they're like we are and they're praying. And so you get to pick your own cast of characters by your prayers and by your thoughts and by your actions and by your associations. That's what they do too. And it's like this giant energy field that's fighting itself, trying to determine who's going to be in charge and what holographic or energy reality we're going to have on this planet. That's what this thing boils back down to. It's back to the energy again, with those protons and those photons all being interconnected interdimensionally through quantum mechanics, through multi-level dimensional universes. So it's really strange when you get into the physics of it and how it all works. But that's why there's always these human sacrifices going on. That's why Hollywood was exposed by Ted Gunderson 20 years ago as being a huge human sacrificial network. That's why the radio industry and all of these bands. That's why you never get these people who become, you never see a megastar, very rarely ever, you see a megastar who's just one of the top stars unless they've been compromised spiritually. You don't see it. Angelina Jolie, in one of the videos online, talks about how she went through one of these ritual services. You can listen to her. She was talking and they were recording her, and I'm sure she didn't know it was going to go online. I mean, that's how these people get to this place in prominence. They compromise themselves. And the sad part about it is, Austin, is that, you know, they're trying to do it to all of us. They're dragging, they want to destroy the Christian Protestant work ethic in the United States. They want to continue to destroy that in Europe. They're so angry that Europe has gone against what's going on in Palestine. They're bringing all this junk into Europe now. All of this stuff is happening at once right now through this international banking cartel, which runs the planet because they can print money out of nothing and buy stuff with it. I mean, it's the craziest thing. If you actually look at what they do with the money, it doesn't even make any sense. It's all fiat currency. That's why right now in Minnesota, we have 6 dead and 17 sick from a major drug-resistant tuberculosis outbreak in Minnesota that's been linked back to the immigration of the people coming in through the Obama program. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that you've got to realize. This antibiotic-resistant bacteria is a growing concern of the U.S., along with the tuberculosis. It spreads slowly, unlike Minnesota's measles outbreak earlier this year, and it gets worse and worse and worse. Now we're seeing it with the plague. All of this stuff was brought to us courtesy of Obama when he brought all these people into the United States completely untested, completely unchecked medically. I mean, they used to have to go through quarantine when they came into the United States 130, 140 years ago. They have to be deloused, sit in quarantine. If they were sick, they weren't allowed to assimilate into the general population because of this very topic, because of what we're talking about right now. But they don't do that anymore. They just bring them in and dump them into our school systems and hope they can spread this disease. I got into a huge fight with a nationally known he's got a huge show, but he brought me on about 4 years ago, and we were talking about this massive population group that was coming in from Mexico and South America, and he told me basically that I was being racist, that I did not want them coming in. And I said to him, I said, I could care less if they come in. I said, our immigration policy is flawed in the United States. I have no problem with bringing people in as long as they've been vetted properly, they're not terrorists, and if they're not sick as a dog with some type of infectious disease. I said, we don't need those people coming in and infecting a whole bunch of us in the United States. We don't need that happening right now. And he got into a big fight with me. And finally, I just changed the topic on it. And I started talking about how the U.S. was leading the world when it came to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, and the leading cause of death in children age 14 and under, other than accidents, was cancer. And I just started hitting him with statistics. And then he calmed down, and he realized that I wasn't being a racist. I was just being cautious. And everything I told him about the possibility of what could happen, Austin, has happened, including now a tuberculosis outbreak in Minnesota. Of course, Minnesota has a huge, huge migrant population there. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, no, it does. It's pretty ridiculous. I've talked about it before in Minnesota and up there in Michigan. I mean, they've been shuttling Muslims up there for the last decade without any type of checking, especially recently in the last couple of years. And that's a significant problem, man. You can't just start allowing people from third world countries that haven't eradicated a lot of this stuff through dietary habits, through nutrition, through, you know, cleanliness, sanitation habits, and just start bringing them in to a very top tier country that hasn't been exposed to this type of stuff, and this is exactly what's going on, but this is the globalist goal. They want to destabilize the United States. This is why they're trying to ruin Europe. This is why they're hitting France. They're hitting Sweden. They're hitting Italy. They're hitting all these countries over there with literally millions of migrants, and they're not even stopping them anymore now. The globalists have given orders to a lot of these leaders over there that are running the country. It's time to let these guys in. And they've already done research studies and polls now that about 70 to 80% of the people coming into these countries, the migrants coming into these countries, are only coming in there because of economic hardship is what they're listing it as now. They're not coming there from war-torn areas. They're not coming there for persecution. They're coming there because they simply don't want to do anything in their country or get any type of legitimate job. So it's easier to go to a nice country and get free everything. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? But on a lighter note, this is pretty funny because I was there last week, so I thought I would touch base on this because you guys know how much I loathe self-driving vehicles. The driverless shuttle bus that was debuted in Las Vegas yesterday crashed less than 2 hours after it was launched in downtown Las Vegas. The city officials have been hosting an unveiling ceremony for the bus yesterday, describing it as the U.S. first self-driving shuttle pilot project program geared towards the public before it crashed with a semi-truck. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, they're blaming the other vehicle. They're saying that he was at fault. Of course they are. And there were no injuries. The oval-shaped shuttle sponsored by AAA, which that's a great, great company to sponsor them now. They're gonna love the publicity from this. Added that it can transport up to 12 passengers at a time. It has a computer monitor, uses GPS and electronic curb sensors instead of brake pedals or a steering wheel, which is fantastic. You can't take and override it. The Las Vegas crash is not the first time self-driving vehicles have been involved in a collision. Back in March, Uber halted its self-driving vehicle test in the U.S. after a collision in Arizona. Google's self-driving car was found to be at fault when it struck a public bus in California last year. And Tesla's autopilot feature was engaged when a driver of a Model S was killed in an accident in Wilston, Florida in May last year. And of course, these continue to happen following the U.S. House passing the Self-Drive Act in September, just 2 months ago, which, if passed by the Senate, would exempt car manufacturers from various federal and state regulations, allowing for the eventual deployment of up to 100,000 test vehicles a year. Now, if the Senate goes through and passes this unbelievably stupid act, those guys will be clearly bought and paid for. There is absolutely no legitimate purpose whatsoever the United States government should allow these guys, these driverless car manufacturers, to have carte blanche ability to start producing these vehicles. I talked about this back in September, because it literally got passed by the U.S. House quietly under the table. Nobody even knew it happened. Half people didn't even know it got voted on. And what it does is, if it goes through the Senate and is made law, state and federal regulations are literally going to become like zilch. There's going to be like no regulations on these vehicles. And on top of that, the states will be banned. They will be banned and barred from putting any type of regulations on these cars for whatever reason. They'll have to go through the federal government, the transport agency, through the federal government to try to get limitations and restrictions placed on these vehicles if they don't agree with them, or if they start having massive amount of collisions, or if they find it's causing a significant issue with traffic. They cannot do anything about it themselves. They will literally be barred from doing anything about it. This was one of the stupidest, most asinine laws I've ever seen related to autonomous vehicles. I cannot ban the autonomous vehicles. I will not own one. I will not buy one. All they are is another way for Google, the NSA, and every other aspect of the globalist to come in and monitor, control, and dictate what we can and can't do with our vehicles. You have to understand, once you go to a point where you have no steering wheel and you have no brake pedal and you just get in the back seat and say, off to work, driverless vehicle, take me there, you literally cannot do anything anymore, because as soon as something happens, say, you're back on your taxes, or you didn't renew your driver's license the next day, which I don't know if they're going to do that. They're still going to make you have a driver's license, or you didn't renew your insurance. They'll immediately send a signal, shut down your vehicle, say, you can't do that. Or what if they say, we think you're under investigation now because you own too many guns, or we looked at an article that you pulled up on Google, and we don't really agree with your stance on this. You may be a political dissident. We're going to go ahead and have to revoke your driverless car for the time being, and it's going to go permanently in park until we can deem you a non-threat. That's how easy it is for them to be able to completely stop any and all transportation for you to go freely, unmolested on your way. That is the goal. It will be a total totalitarian aspect of driving and transport on the roads. Because you got to think about it right now, buses, railways, all that stuff, they got TSA monitoring all that. Planes, oh gosh, don't even get me started on that with the last trip. Ridiculous nonsense you got to go through with TSA. Vehicles are one of the last ways you can still transport yourself and your family to safety freely and unmolested on your way on a constitutional basis without having to give a reason or an example or any type of permission while you want to do it. Granted, we still have to have the driver's licenses, the unconstitutional registration, all the other aspects that I completely don't agree with at all, but you can still operate a vehicle by yourself pretty much on your way without getting permission. This is where they're trying to take it. The next step of transportation has to be autonomous so they can control every aspect of it. But another article, too, that I wanted to touch base on as well, this is something that is just boggles my mind that they're actually putting this in the NDAA, as it's pretty much showing us that Amazon has been and is in cahoots with the CIA, the DOD, and most aspects of the United States government. Lawmakers now have put the finishing touches this week on the military funding legislation that contains provisions now to significantly benefit Amazon. Yes, I said that right. The amendment, section 801. This is section 801. You can go look this up. Section 801 of the National Defense Authorization Act will now help Amazon establish a tight grip on the lucrative $53 billion government acquisitions market. The provision dubbed the Amazon Amendment by experts, this is what they're calling it, the Amazon Amendment, according to an article in The Intercept, would allow for the creation of an online portal that government DOD employees could use to purchase items such as office supplies, furniture, or any other supplies needed, would be a government-only version of Amazon and would potentially include a few other websites if needed, would give participating companies direct access to the $53 billion market for government acquisitions of commercial products. One individual, Stacy Mitchell, of the Institute of Local Self-Reliance, a research group that advocates for local businesses like ourselves here in Auburndale, she said it hands an enormous amount of power over to Amazon. She said the provision will allow Amazon to gain a monopoly on the profitable world of commercial government purchases, leaving smaller businesses behind. And get this, here you guys go now. Amazon spent the second and third quarter of 2017 spending a significant amount of money lobbying on the NDAA and government procurement, according to disclosure the company filed this year. Amazon also recruited outside firms to help it influence policymakers on the matter. Does nobody else see that Amazon is literally taking over the marketplace by storm? They've already gotten 12 states to give them permission to distribute pharmaceuticals online. That's already done. They're trying to get the entire United States to sign off on this. Now they're going to be able to start selling government procurements, as far as they will allow the U.S. government to buy anything from them now through the DOD with a $53 billion market. Amazon is essentially going to monopolize that market, on top of them monopolizing books, electronics, clothing, essentials, automotive parts, just about you name it, they've monopolized it and put just about essentially every retail business, if not out of business, in the gutter with their overall gross and yearly sales. So this is crazy, Dad, that these guys just opened up a whole new market again that they're literally not just being allowed to do. There's a blatant amendment, 801, put in the NDAA just for Amazon so that they will literally have a monopoly on government purchases now, Dad. This boggles my mind.
Well, Amazon's owned solely, you know, through it's a Sabatin Cabalist group is what it is. I mean, it's the whole thing with Amazon. Jeff Bezos is being used as a cutout, just like J.P. Morgan was, just like Rockefeller was, just like Carnegie was, just like all these guys were, you know, over 100 years ago. They always pick these guys. They pick Bill Gates. They get the nod, so to speak. They get the nod, and they have an idea or whatever. And they decide that they're going to go ahead and finance this for these people. I mean, there's no way you just get billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, you know, within a few years when you're Amazon as far as selling stuff online. It doesn't work that way, Austin. I mean, you got to have Google, no. Government-owned, and YouTube, and all the other search engines and all this other kind of stuff that's all controlled by these same groups. It's all about enslaving the population, and like you said so eloquently just then, about driving all their competition out of business. This is like a fascist model, so to speak. It's like you know, where the government takes over the industry in the country. That's what Amazon is. and Amazon, because our government is being controlled by the Seventh Day and Kabbalists, you know, and there's this fight now because you got loyal members of the CIA, they're loyal to Trump, the FBI, some of them loyal to Trump, other than are loyal to the Bush, you know, Clinton Nazi cartel. I mean, so they're all in this giant fight right now on who controls. Then you've got the Jewish mafia, the Cosa Nostra. Then you've got the Italian mafia. Then you've got the Russian mafia involved in all this stuff. I mean, you got all of these groups, but everybody has to function on money. Everybody has to have unfettered access to cash if they're going to do this massive, massive expansion like Amazon did. If you listen to Jeff Bezos, I listened to him one time when he was actually being interviewed on TV. He's a complete goofball. And that's why they don't put him in front of the camera very often. That's why there's no way he did this by himself. He was basically saying how they were losing billions of dollars a year, even though he was a billionaire, but Amazon was losing billions a year. That doesn't happen in the real world. Nobody has those types of deep pockets where they can lose millions, if not billions, of dollars a year and continue operating like they're profitable. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Nobody does that unless they've got somebody with really, really deep pockets, i.e., that would be the Federal Reserve Banks through the Sabbateans, you know, through the Luciferians, continuing to finance all of this stuff. And now they're getting these contracts now with the government, and they're put into doggone provisions of laws that are being passed so they can get this and get that. I mean, who does stuff like this? And what in the world is wrong with our legislatures who think that they can, legislators who think they can just pass stuff like this and not give the free enterprise market and other people the opportunity to have contracts with the DOD? I mean, none of it makes any sense. By the way, government health officials attack a Scottish superstar when he warned that flu shots contain mercury. Remember when the weirdo Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy came out a few years ago and started really hammering the flu, the immunizations and the kids with autism, and suddenly Jim Carrey's, which I don't really care for Jim Carrey, he's had a couple good movies, like The Mask, he was pretty good on The Mask, but I don't care for most of his movies, and some of them are just downright perverted. But they basically, his career crashed. When he and Jenny McCarthy got on TV and started talking about the dangers of immunizations, he's pretty much been done. He hasn't had any good scripts or good stories or good movies since then. But government health officials in the UK and big pharma reps are in full damage control after a DJ, who's a superstar over there, Calvin Harris, expressed his views about vaccines, saying he was trying to warn the public about the dangers linked to vaccines, especially the flu shots, which contains huge amounts of mercury. Harris took to the popular social media platform Twitter to say that the flu vaccine is a neurotoxin shot that is full of mercury. The fact that the famous DJ has 12.7 million Twitter followers, there you go, is likely a big factor as to why Big Pharma paid attention to his statements. Now, Public Health England stepped in quickly to deny these claims, with various health experts speaking up on their behalf, and Calvin Harris has since deleted, the DJ, all of his tweets on the subject of the flu shot and their vaccine side effects. Clearly, Big Pharma, again owned by the Seventh Day Kabbalists, are in full damage control mode, and they sent their paid experts in quickly to quash this story and reiterate the narrative that vaccines are safe. And that's a narrative, guys. It's what they want you to believe. It's like tell you it over and over so you believe it. However, the flu shots still contain toxic mercury. So you need to read this whole article. It's an article that was written by Schmidt, and it's talked about the government officials who attacked this. Now, the next article I want to talk is about quercetin, and it says that vitamins help prevent dementia, and it says that quercetin helps to lower the risks of dementia, and it also helps to reduce the risks of pancreatic cancer. It's the fourth leading cause of cancer-related deaths for men and women in the United States, and it carries a very poor prognosis with a five-year survival rate that currently hovers around 5%. That's absolutely horrible. Quercetin has multiple methods of action against cancer, a natural plant compound in fruits and vegetables, and it's incredibly anti-inflammatory. The beneficial flavonoid promotes the activity of the superoxide dismutase as an important antioxidant. It also disrupts cancer-forming processes. Now, Austin, which supplements do we carry that carry the quercetin?
Oh, the quercetin, we have the resveratrol formula, which is an incredibly good formula. We've actually been able to extract a very, very high dose of that product, as far as whenever you go in and you hear about these studies coming out of all the time about the red wine and you need to drink alcohol on a regular basis and regular wine because of that. Quercetin's what they're talking about. The problem is to actually get the doses of quercetin that are in our resveratrol plus formula, you really would have to drink multiple bottles of wine every single night, which obviously, as you guys know, that there's no health aspect to that whatsoever, including as far as your liver and your pancreas. The quercetin that we have with 95% pure quercetin, and it's 500 milligrams per two capsules, along with the methylated resveratrol as well in that formula. That has been, and I've talked to numerous customers that have really been into that product, all the way from the cardiovascular protective properties to the anti-aging and antioxidant properties with that formula. I've been told by probably at least 15 to 20 different customers over the time that they've taken it that that is the best resveratrol quercetin formula they have ever tried before. They can actually tell just within taking it within 1 to 2 months how much more energy they have, how their skin looks better, how it really, really helps out with a lot of different aspects. So yes, that's our formula that's really, really effective on that. There's not any other formula on the market that I know of that's any stronger than ours. Most of them are subpar. You have to be careful because a lot of companies, when they put resveratrol out, what they'll do is they'll put resveratrol on the list, and they'll do either one of two things. They'll either list it in the listing so you see resveratrol with your eyes or quercetin with your eyes, and you go, oh, this product has quercetin in it. But then you look, and it's got like 5 milligrams of quercetin, which it doesn't matter if it's the purest form. That's still a minimal amount. Or what it'll do is they'll use a very, very cheap generic, usually like a Chinese-based form, and then they'll say, oh, it has 300, 400, 500 milligrams, but they won't put the actual percentage of what's in it, so you don't know what actually quality it is. The thing about quercetin, it is very, very expensive to process in high quality forms and high dosages. There's no way around it. So if you find a product that supposedly has high doses of quercetin or high milligram doses like that, and it's a very cheap product, I can guarantee you if you have that product lab tested and assayed, you will find it does not have what they're promoting in it, because nobody can sell quercetin on the market cheaply when it's in a high dose, high purity form, Dad.
I agree 100%. Also, melatonin has now been shown to help prevent age-associated chronic disease. This is one of the reasons they've attacked the pineal gland with fluoride, because when you attack the pineal gland with fluoride, it can no longer produce melatonin like it needs to, and melatonin helps to combat, it causes the pineal gland to go to stone. Melatonin combats mitochondrial damage and dysfunction. It's so important that you guys take it every day if you're over the age of 40. It's also been shown to decrease the risk of metabolic conditions such as Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. So it's one of those things that we take it every single night. We take our melatonin sublingual, and it's really, really amazing. In fact, melatonin may actually help prevent and treat Alzheimer's disease because it also helps to slow the aging process. So guys, it's just really amazing to me what this product does and how it lets you sleep and get the right kind of sleep at night when you take it. I use the 3 milligram sublingual tablet. I take it about 1 hour before I go to bed. I use it every single night. I let it dissolve slowly under my tongue. It takes about 3 or 4 minutes. And at that point, I'll sit there and either read or watch a decent TV program if I can find something decent, or just read. And then within about 45 minutes to an hour, I get very sleepy. I sleep through the night. Absolutely amazing what it does, Austin, especially if you're over the age of 30, over the age of 40, and most definitely if you're over the age of 50 or 60, you'd be taking melatonin every single night. We do, and I highly recommend it. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the time, our formula is so strong. I'm still pretty young in my... My pineal gland still works great in that aspect, but every now and then, depending on how my sleep pattern is, where I've been traveling and so forth, you definitely need it. And ours are so strong that I usually only take a half. I'll break one of the tablets in half, and I'll let it dissolve on my tongue, like Dad says. If my sleep pattern's real off, and I wake up again in the middle of the night and can't go back to bed, then I'll take the other half. But usually, I don't need to do that at my age. Also, too, though, to keep that pineal gland good, do not be using fluoride product, guys. We've talked about this so many times, but I'm going to bring it up again because it still surprises me how many times I hear people still using fluoride toothpaste. Fluoride toothpaste is one of the worst things you can possibly ever put in your mouth. A, because you're brushing your teeth and your gums. You're opening up your gums at the base of them, and you're brushing with the bristles. That's allowing fluoride to not only sit in your mouth and under your tongues and absorb sublingually for a minute while you're brushing, you're opening up your gums to allow that fluoride to absorb right in your bloodstream as well. We have an incredibly good toothpaste that works very effectively, better or as good as any other of these ridiculously fluoride-filled nasty toothpastes on the market. No food coloring, no preservatives, no chemicals, no toxic fillers whatsoever. It tastes phenomenal, it works great, and best of all, it's fluoride-free. That's on our website all the time. We've had that product up there for years, and it really works good for everybody, because so many times people ask us, well, I need, you know, some toothpaste. I don't know what to do. I can't find any at the health food store, or this one tastes horrible, and some of them on the market are nasty. I'll be honest with you on that. Some of the natural ones. And we've gone through a plethora of different toothpaste, and this was one of the only ones that we could find from Kiss My Face was the company that we started carrying it from. And we're a dealer, so we keep that product in stock all the time, but it's an incredibly good product that you can use all the time. It tastes good, and there's no fluoride in it, Dad. But yeah, using fluoride, guys, that's been long debunked that even helps out with cavities whatsoever. They've already proved it does nothing to do with cavities at all, and it's blatantly a neurotoxin. We already know that, so if you guys are still using it, throw that stuff in the garbage. You get some good toothpaste from us.
Remember the other day, Austin, when we were talking about Harvey Weinstein, Harvey pervert Weinstein, Harvey rapist Weinstein, whatever you want to call him, and yeah, we were talking about how in the world he had hired ex-Mossad agents. I said, how in the world do you find an ex-Mossad agent? And that's been bugging me. So I did some research on it, and I finally found IsraeliInternationalNews.com. It's a website dealing out of Israel, and it talks about different Israeli issues. And it says, former Prime Minister Ehud Barak connected Weinstein with ex-Mossad agents. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Former Israeli Prime Minister connected Harvey Weinstein with the Israeli firm he hired to investigate women accusing him of sexual assault and journalists working on the story. Barak said, however, that he did not know that Weinstein wanted to hire the Black Cube Agency to investigate. Whoever the Black, I guess the Black Cube Agency, those guys. The connection was first reported Tuesday evening by Israelis Hadashot, formerly Channel 2. A statement released to the Israeli media said that over a year ago, Barak was asked by Weinstein if he knows about an Israeli security firm that Weinstein knows. So they say, they're very sketchy. Over a year ago, probably 20 years ago, was asked by Weinstein if he knows about an Israeli security firm that Weinstein had heard about and can help him deal with business issues he's currently facing. So this, again, ties directly back to Israel, back to the Sabbatean Kabbalists, ties back to the corrupt government in Israel and to the corrupt Mossad in Israel, tying together with Weinstein trying to find trash on his accusers to shut them up. But I knew I'd figure out who in the world had connected him with Mossad, and it was Ehud Barak, B-A-R-A-K. So I thought I'd share that little tidbit with you guys today before we ran out of time. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's pretty crazy what's going on in Hollywood. I mean, they're in uproar right now, and I actually have to give credit to Ridley Scott. This is the director that did Alien, that did Black Hawk Down, that showed the unbelievably horrible carnage that our military had to go through over there in Africa for no reason at all. He also is the director of Gladiator. He went now with Dan Franklin and Bradley Thomas, because this new movie they're doing, All the Money in the World, they decided to completely remove Kevin Spacey from the finished film of All the Money in the World, even though its release date is December 22nd. They have chosen Christopher Plummer now, has now been set to replace Stacy in the role of J.P. Getty. Reshoots of the key scenes are expected to commence immediately. Scott is also determined to keep the film's December 22nd release date. Scott went on to say that he was not going to shrink under the pressure to restage the key scenes involving J.P. Getty. The oil man refused to pay for the ransom after his grandson was kidnapped, that he would be doing the entire sections over again and make sure the entire cinematic commercials and the trailers were all going to be updated, including the entire film would be redone with the scenes to completely remove Kevin Spacey from the film, because he did not want to be associated with him whatsoever. So I got to give Ridley Scott that. That's a pretty big pain in the butt to do right now, especially with a movie that has a release date in a little over a month. I don't expect anything less from him, though, as most of his films have usually been excellent, especially the ones that were blockbusters like Gladiator, but I thought that was pretty interesting there that he doesn't want to have anything to do with Kevin Spacey after Kevin Spacey's been accused of molesting that 14-year-old boy years ago.
Well, remember, Kevin Spacey apparently was going to get a reboot, get a kick back up again, and now he's not going to have it happen. He was going to become an A-lister again. So apparently Kevin Spacey is going to stay out there with his little queer ways and his little pedophile ways in the Netherlands will probably never be heard from again. He's pretty much done. By the way, social health care system collapses in Venezuela. No more hospital beds. No matter how sick you are, Venezuela has completely given over to malnutrition, starvation, and scarcity of hospital beds and basic medical supplies, which is always what happens with communism and socialism. That's why it doesn't work. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for being here. Thanks for praying for us. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Rest assured, we're going to give you the highest quality products we can possibly manufacture. If we can make a better product, we will. We thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your loyalty. I really do. You guys are awesome. Love you. Awesome. I'll do the write-up. Go ahead and close. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Absolutely, bud. Yes, we appreciate it, guys. Thank you for all the support you've given us. And, of course, all the constant emails and the phone calls you guys call in and thank us. Be sure to check out the product of the week. That is our ultimate multiple formula that won. I'm so excited about that. I know we've got a lot of customers asking us what it was going to be. I said, whatever wins is what it's going to be. You guys are the ones that vote on it. Well, Ultimate Multiple is the one that won, and so it is on sale for over 10% off right now. That is one of our flagship products, one of our best sellers, and we appreciate it, guys. Whenever you buy just the product, as simple as that, from us, it really helps us subsidize the show and every aspect of it, and it's on sale right now for $23.39. So it looks like if you buy like 5 bottles of it, which a lot of people do, they buy it for Christmas presents, they buy it for family members, they buy it for the whole family and stay stockpiled up on it for a couple weeks, you get free shipping on 5 bottles or more. So that's an incredible deal with it already being on top of 10% off. This is a great product. If you look through it, the doses and the quality of the nutrients and minerals and B vitamins that we use in this product are unmatched. I have a lot of people that want to go ahead and they're like, I don't like capsules. Well, we built that product in a powder formula as well if you want to try it. That one's not on sale, but we do carry it, and we carry it in a chewable form as well for adults and kids. This version on sale right now is the capsule form, which is our original formula that we put together that is incredible. So be sure to check that out at healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.